I'm here at the Miami Art Museum where Maria Jose Arjona is giving a performance in which the audience, one by one, is challenged to get a diamond from her, which she's holding in her mouth, whether by coercion or stealth, by any means. And I'm speaking with Colin Sherrill, who has a strategy that he has proposed to the performance artist. Tell me about what your conversation with the artist.
Well, I was telling Maria, I walked in full honesty, and I saw her, and as soon as I saw her, I knew that there was nothing that I was going to be able to do to her to get it out of her mouth. And I told her, like, the first thing that I said is that I'm not here to do anything to you. I'm not here to touch you. I'm not here to harm you. All I want to do is tell you a story of my love for my girlfriend and my life. And I told her that I moved down here to be an artist. I'm going to the school, New World School of the Arts. And I moved down here all by myself without my girlfriend. And I asked for my girlfriend to move down here a year after I lived here. And we were total loyal with each other. And that I have nothing to provide for her except for the ring that, or provide for her except for the diamond that's in her mouth. And if she could just hand me the diamond in her mouth. And she looked at me and she said, "Is what you're telling me the truth?" And I said, "Full-heartedly. I mean, look at me. I'm shivering right now. I'm like ready to cry." And she said to me, "Come back later."
I think if somebody's that.
So you're now in great suspense, I would imagine.
I'm in great suspense right now. I'm here for the later.
And what's your plan when you go in this next time?
I don't know. I don't know what my plan is. Just to be myself and be innocent.
Where is your girlfriend now?
She's at home. I wish she could be here. I would propose to her in front of her if I could.
Thank you, Colin, and good luck.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Tell me about your experience with the artist. What's your name, please?
Matthew. I found the experience about allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Even though it's about control, it really is. People do have an inbuilt respect for other people, I do believe. If you really wanted to get the diamond out of her mouth, you forcibly could get it out of her mouth. But I found the value of the diamond, like, inconsequential. At the end of the day, it's not worth harming another person. For me, personally, it's not worth harming another person for this physical thing. So I just chose to engage her and hold her hand and just experience that.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened? We're in great suspense in the performance as the artist has requested a coin from the handler.
He got it. So that's nice.
That's
neat.
That's awesome.
Colin's been awarded the diamond.
This other guy said he wanted it to give his girlfriend.
Colin,
I got the diamond. I'm getting married.
Colin, you gotta get out of here.
I got
it. Woo!
And the guy you proposed to.
So, Colin, what was the what broke the spell? What decided her to give you the diamond?
Love. Love. And Tina gave it to me because she knew that it was more important for me. Because I'm starting a new life. And that was what the piece was about, starting a new life.
She caught the bouquet at her sister's wedding.
Your girlfriend?
My girlfriend. Caught the bouquet at the wedding, at her sister's wedding. And her sister's husband turned around and gave me the garter. He was going to toss it and